Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We're reading from the Parsha of Pinchas. And we're reading section 11. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunanei Kunaneihu. Verse 64. Ve'inun Dila Yad E Raza Damre Bene Chaya Umzone La Biskuta Talia Milta Ela B'mazala talia milta b'ha hazane hazena li'Avraham l'chaza b'mazale dila hava atid l'mecheve le'bira v'kutsha v'richu apik le'levara k'di'iktiv Vayotze oto ha-chutza. Vayomer ha-bet ve-gomer ve-ik muha de-al-tze me-itz-tag-bi-nut. Shelach ve-he-alecha ve-he-alachau le-ma-la me-ha-kochavim. V'yamar lo habet na ha-shamayma uzpor ha-kochavim ad ha-ocha milin de-rabanan v'tzarich l'parsha alon v'derech nistar. And those who do not know the secret say, children, life and sustenance is not a matter of one's merit. Rather, it depends on the constellations. The Hebrew word is mazal. Take the case of Avram, who saw that he was not destined to have a son. And the Holy One, blessed be He, took him outside, as it is said. And He brought him outside and said, look. And it has been taught that He said to him, leave your astrology, namely do not consult the stars and the constellations. And He took him up above the stars and said to him, look now towards heaven and count the stars. So much for the words of the sages, but they have to be interpreted mystically. What a wonderful verse. Many rabbis over the centuries have said, don't study astrology. Stay away from astrology. They even said that the Torah said, stay away from astrology. And here the Zohar is coming to tell us, yes, look now towards heaven. When you're above the stars and the constellations, look towards heaven and count the stars that are above the stars. What does that mean? You have to understand this in the context of mysticism, in the context of going up, doing astral travel, in the context of understanding how to arise above the astrological influences, in understanding what is the purpose of astrological influences. All of that is taught in the Kabbalah. And those rabbis who never studied the Kabbalah have always done a disservice to their congregations because they leave them limited. They leave them unaware. Verse 65, and before I forget, section 7 is titled, before the giving of the Torah, they depended on constellations. Verse 65. Tachatzi kol biryan bi'alma kodem bi'it yachivat All right, Ali Israel, Awo Talyan Bemazala, Va'afilu B'nei Chaye, Umzone Aval Batar, Di'it Yehivat, All right, Li Israel, Apik Zon, Mahi Vu Yuva, Deko Kavaya, Umazale, Veda Olifna, Me Avraham, Begin de Havo, Atidin Beno, Le Kabela, Hashem Me Avraham, Dehi Hamisha, Umashe, Torah. Deit mar va'ele toldot ha-shamayim, v'haretz v'hibaram, v'ashem v'ra'yam amar le'avraham, v'gin chai ha-shem ha-itosa, v'ishmach ha-shamayim, tach tach, ובכל כרכב היה, ומזלי בין הירין, והשם בלו עוד אלה, ויתמר בה, היי אלף לכל, זרע וזרעתם, והי כי ביצחק, יקרי לך, לך זרע. Come and see. All creatures in the world, before the Torah was given to Israel, were dependent on mazel. Even children, life and sustenance. But after the Torah was given to Israel, he removed Israel from the influences of the stars and the constellations. This we have learned from Abraham, since his children were destined to receive the hay from Abraham, that is the five books of the Torah. Namely, Malchut, as it is said, these are the generations of heaven and earth when they were created. The Hebrew word is Behibaram, and it has the letters of Abraham. And Behibaram can be permutated to be Behei Baram, meaning he created them with a hay. He said to Abraham, because of that hay that was added to your name, the heavens below you, and all the stars and constellations that shine in hay will be subservient to your will, because he raised him above them. However, it is said, lo, the Hebrew word is he, here is a grain for you, and you shall sow the land with a hay. That is, for in Isaac shall your seed be called. Who is the secret of the left column, from which Malchut, the secret of hay, is drawn, and sowing is thus in Malchut. There's a number of secrets here, the number of aspects being explained. We know that the hay was added to Abraham's name. But this verse is explaining that the hay was not just added to Abraham, it was also added to Isaac. And Isaac is a metaphor for the soul after Mashiach. Isaac and Rivka represent the soul and the body after the coming of Mashiach. And it's saying, this verse in the Zohar is hinting at the hay will still be here. The hay will still be part of the things we need to do. There will still be correction after Mashiach, because there will still be a physical world. It will be an easier correction. It will be a correction with fulfillment, where we will be able to see cause and effect and know how to fix it. But this verse is telling us all of this. Verse 66. Ugid kol hamishtadal veoraita batil mine chiyova dekochavaya umazale iolif lakide lekaima bekutcha veim lav keilu la ishtadal bavila batil mine Chiyuva dekochavaya umazale kol shekein ame Haaretz de'inun it matlin liviran diot nuha Alayhu erur shokav im koho bechavma Dela it bitlon Minchon viuva de kochavaya umazale. For this reason, everyone who engages in the Torah is released from the influence of the stars and the constellations. By learning Torah, here is meant with the intention of keeping its mitzvot. If it is not his intention to keep the mitzvot, then he is as one who does not engage in Torah, and the stars and the constellations hold sway over him. This is even more true with respect to the common people, who are likened to animals, about which it has been taught, "Cursed be he who lies with any manner of beast." The hold of the stars and the constellations over them is certainly not annulled. And this is this verse in the Zohar is teaching to all those rabbis in all of the generations, you've lied to the people, you've lied to yourself. Yes, you have the capability of rising above the astrological influences. Yes, you can rise above the astrological influences. But only if you intend to implement your study in your life, only if you intend to become a living Torah. You want to rise above the constellations, above the astrological influences, then you have to intend to implement your own personal Torah study in such a way that you become a living Torah. Just have the intention. Just start that first step, and Hashem will help you with the rest. With the intention, the astrological influence no longer applies to you. Verse 67. Enosh kachatir yamav Kitzitz hasade, ken yitzitz liit marbe, na archai niti gam zekanti, levatar yashu lime, alum av the ilana, the eat kitzitzu in a fin, atikin delay vitsamku, kemal kadmin. The Shar Show Ahad Ruvi Alma Kemil Kadvin Mitu Savin the Eat Hadru the High Alma Umin the High Nu Razadin Fiadesh Tu Chabri Fu the Call Yom Tamid Ma'ase bereshit, demachin elef bekol yoma, untechachin, alaf bekol yoma. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. And about man it is said, I was young and am now old. And later it is said, he returns to the days of his youth. It is like a tree from which the old branches were cut off, but they grew again from its roots, as it is the beginning. For people die when old and return to this world as children, and this is the secret of the Holy One, blessed be He, renewing the secret every day, continually. For 1,000 die each day, and 1,000 are renewed each day, reincarnating into the world. The cycle of life. Where there is death, there is life. Where there is life, there does not have to be death. Does anybody have any questions? Thank you for joining me in the Zohar. Bezrat Hashem, we'll do this again tomorrow. And join us for the class on advanced reincarnation tonight at 8:30. Have a beautiful, beautiful afternoon and a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.